Hello and welcome to the Nail Tech Entrepreneur. This is one of the mini episodes that I want to do, one of many coming up where I just want to talk about a few things. So this first one, I want to start by talking about why I called this podcast the Nail Tech Entrepreneur. Mostly because I consider myself a Nail Tech Entrepreneur. And mostly because I consider myself a risk taker and creating lots of different ways to make an income in my business and being super creative about business. I love business and being so excited at the adventure of creating something from nothing. Where I started my nail business, it would relate to just like, you know, I didn't have a business before. I created a way for myself to make an income, and I have been able to create strength and systems to help sustain that business so that it's a well-functioning machine that now brings me a good steady income. And if you are starting out in the nail industry, something I just want you to consider, and maybe you don't go straight to entrepreneur as an identity for yourself, but for sure, I hope that you cling on to perhaps the idea of being a business person, at least, and being self-employed. I think a lot of nail techs get stuck in the job mentality, like I have a job, right? And you know, I'm mostly speaking to people who are in a independent contractor type situation because that's where we're making most of our money, right? So if you are, or if you're striving to eventually be an independent contractor, don't consider yourself in a job anymore. Please, please consider yourself a business person. Because when you get stuck in the job mentality, like I go to work, I clock in, I do what they want me to do, and I clock out. When you get stuck in that, you don't take personal accountability for the successes or the failures in your business. And the reason you want to take personal accountability for those things, the highs and the lows, is because when you take that accountability, that gives you the power to change it and to learn from it. So when you're, for example, not getting enough clients or making enough money, if you are blaming the salon owner, or if you're blaming the weather or the time of year, like you're not in any solution mindset. So my challenge for you is to be taking on that business person mentality and really striving for solutions, because when you are not making enough money, or when you are struggling to not have enough clients, you can switch to that. Okay, what would a business person do who is setting up this business for success? And then in that wonderment, I love wonder questions. I wonder what someone successful would do in my situation. I wonder, like, just throw these ideas around in your brain and you will find solutions. You know, you were led to this podcast, so you found this solution, and hopefully you find solutions to the problems that you find in your business here. And your mind is a powerful tool. I like teaching a lot about mindset. I hope to in the future on this podcast, but and that's why I love the entrepreneur mindset and the business person mindset. It's like you're always striving to improve yourself, and in so doing, you affect your business and your profit. Like it just keeps going up and up and up, because as you work on yourself, you're able to bust through old fears and bust through what was blocking you in the past. I hope I just am totally honest on this podcast with you guys. Like I just want to be, is like, I'm way into like personal development and kind of like woo woo law of attraction stuff. So if you are too, let's talk about this. So if you're open to those things as, as you're working on your business, you can totally affect and grow your business, okay? I have seen it in myself, and I know that there are certain levels. I just like to call it levels because it makes more sense as you're like starting out as a newbie level and you're like getting to the next level in your business to where you're fully booked and you're getting to the next level in your business to where you're scaling and really having people learn from you or work under you or whatever, or opening your own salon. You're leveling up, and with each up level, it takes a new level of organization and a new mindset, and it takes letting go of some old beliefs and old baggage around money stories, your glass ceiling on what you're willing to make. I know I use the word what you're willing to make. You think, oh, aren't isn't don't I always want to make more money? Like, no, you have a capacity, like a glass ceiling on how much money you are allowing yourself to create in the salon. Just think about it right now. What is your number that you would never go above? Everybody has a number when they're asking for the money from their client. Like, you just have this glass ceiling. And you have a glass ceiling for like, and you gotta shatter them. Like, that's what breaking through all of this mindset stuff is about. Like, so just to keep this really quick, we're talking about your mindset on who you are as a business person. And I hope that you get away from the job mentality and get really into the business person and the entrepreneur mentality, because that's where it's really going to serve you. And that's where you're really going to find success in your business, because you will have the solutions. I love using the example, and I learned this at some class seminar I was at, where the guy was teaching, whenever you're blaming someone else, so if you're in the job mentality and you're taking on a victim mentality of my owner's not doing this and that, or the weather or the people in my town or city, da 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 da, and you're blaming for what your results are. If you imagine the word blame and you slice the B off of it, you're being lame. So letter B, you're being, and then the rest of the word that's left is lame. You're being lame. So you don't have your leg anymore. Imagine this stick figure handing your leg to the other stick figure because you chopped it off. You're being lame. You are giving the other person your leg. And you are giving them the power. You're giving them the power to create any kind of change. Because if they have the power, then they're the ones that have to change the marketing material or whatever so that you can succeed. They're the ones that have to change the signage for your salon so that you can have people finding your business. If it's all on them, then you're stuck just sitting on your butt waiting for clients. And you are just stuck in victim. And maybe you want to be in that mindset so that you don't have to do anything different. And if you are, that's fine. I don't think that's the type of person I attract to my podcast. So I'm guessing if you're listening to this, you're the type of person that wants to take action to create your own success. And so stop being lame and get moving. Go out and talk to more people. Before money, it's always people that come first. Whenever you're creating more money, people come first. How many new people have you met in the past week, in the past month? Have you met new people at all? Something to consider. Adding new people into your life. If you don't know where to meet people, send me a DM on Instagram because I have some ideas for you. I train my girls to go out and talk to people. And it's not just where you would think. It's not just taking flyers around. It's networking with people. It's being around the type of clients that you want to be doing their nails and finding the places where they're at and being part of different communities all over the place. So get into the entrepreneur, business person mindset and really rock your business. I know that there is so much value to be taken in just thinking of yourself and your business in a whole different light And I hope that this podcast really goes deeper into, and it will because it's my podcast and I'm so excited that I have it. Just a place for me to put all my thoughts over the past, whatever, 13 plus years I've been doing this. And I love it and I want to give back. So that is my two cents on why I call this podcast a Nail Tech Entrepreneur. And look for more episodes and more little nuggets from me coming up soon. And I hope that you go out there and be an amazing Nail Tech Entrepreneur.